This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I want to thank USA Prepares instructor Lou Cassidy. I had a chance to meet up with him. We were outside yesterday, and he was passing through about a 50-mile round trip from the farm, and my son and I were able to go meet with him, and he was on his way to see Dr. Shealy. And we met up with him, and it was just great. And you know, Lou gave me a couple computers, actually more than a couple, and I'm working on them, and I have one of them working so that I can use it for voice recognition, so that I can use Dragon naturally speaking. I needed a Windows XP computer to do that, and I've been having a real struggle getting Windows XP to connect with the browser. The browsers do not want to install. They've done a great job. Big Tech has done a great job making sure that you have to keep upgrading to the latest version of Windows. And Dragon, naturally speaking, does the version that I already have does not work with Linux. It works just with Windows. So I'm kind of stuck with Windows, and Lou was kind enough to find a computer that he didn't need, and actually a couple of them, and I put some together, and I've got one of them working, and I'm really close to having a final solution for Dragon, naturally speaking. And I believe that's what you used, Rich, when you wrote your book. Is that right?
That's correct, Dragon Software.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you, Lou Cassidy. Thank you so much, USA Prepares instructor. I'm looking forward to having him on the air again. He's the engineer who took Dr. Shealy's thoughts and designs for the PEMF device, scalar energy, etc., and made it a reality. Engineered it, constructed it, built it, prototyped it, and I use ours, mine. Hours every day, and it's working. So thank you, Lou. Thank you, Dr. Shealy. Back to you, Rich.
Thank you, Vince. And folks, I know when I go through these articles, they're not real fun to hear, but my job isn't to be fun or to entertain. My job is to wake people up and give the information that's published in the public domain. So you have ammunition on how you can proceed with your life, okay? So let me finish up on some election news here. Elector files complaint accusing Madison, Wisconsin mayor and city clerk of election bribery. Next, Mark Brenovich caught hanging out with never-Trumpers at a secret Arizona gathering. Mike Brenovich is the Arizona Attorney General. Next, dirtbag Republican, I'm not making up this article, dirtbag Republican Senator Patty Ann Lodge blocks legislation banning ballot drop boxes in Idaho. Idaho. That's not an implication they're going to rig and cheat. That is an admission that they're going to rig and cheat. And finally, Pennsylvania video shows ballot trafficking dumping handfuls of ballots into Dropbox in Montgomery County. Video shows over 100 people dropping. Look, if any of this stuff occurred under the Republican, you know, anybody who is fighting for the people, and keep it, just these last four articles since the break, folks, look at, you know, here we are, Montgomery County, fraud, dirtbag Republican, and in Idaho. Fraud, bought and paid for, blackmailed or threatened. Mark Brenovich, Attorney General, fraud. I talked about the Wisconsin mayor and city clerk for election bribery. These are all published articles in the public domain. Fraud. State legislatures, fraud. Just look at what these four articles basically said. This is why I want to give a little sidebar warning here, and I keep promising myself I'm not going to do it because of time, but I'm going to throw a couple things in here. The powers that be want to have a constitutional convention, a con, or what they're going to call it, all these different things, you know. So when you hear people talking about, and we've talked about term limits before for solutions, you know, we're all for term limits. But see, they want to say, oh, we need to bring in these constitutional conventions and have a con. The people in place are so corrupt, bought and paid for and blackmailed, that you cannot have another constitutional convention at this time in history, because it would be a total disaster. So what I'm going to do now, Vince, unless you have a comment on anything I just said, is going to healthcare real quick. And believe me, I deleted and omitted so many articles during the break, but there's so much information that people need to know. Do you have a comment, Vince?
Only about free speech. You mentioned free speech in the, during the class. And class, savegcn.com. If you'd consider going to that site, savegcn.com, and we can learn about what's happening to free speech. It's under attack in the United States of America, and GCN is under attack. Back to you, Rich.
Thank you, Vince. Okay, going into healthcare, folks, and we talk about the PSYOPs, and I talk about a lot of the PSYOPs. I've done it for years with lots of clinical studies. The COVID PSYOP will resume shortly after the Ukraine crisis ends. I also have mentioned many articles where once the powers that be get through the election, they're going to bring the crisis back as well. Look, it's so easy to sell a narrative. It's so easy to promote fear. And that's what they've been doing. And that's why I mentioned a lot of these psychological brainwashing operations. Fauci just said, just the other day, if we see a rise in cases, we'll have to go back to COVID restrictions. A rise in cases? Do you know all these so-called, you know, PCR tests and antibody tests, all these tests, they've been proven to be all fraud. There's no legitimacy to this. There's no value to this. Dr. Christina Rahm wants more bioweapons, warns that more bioweapons are coming after COVID. So we have to remember that we live in this technological age that a few people at the very top can control all information and all behaviors because they get to print money with the private Western central banks and bribe, blackmail as many people as they want. I mean, did you ever think in America, you know, with Hunter Biden's proof coming out? First of all, it took a couple of years. It took a couple of years of your taxpayer dollars, probably by the millions or billions, being used for propaganda to basically say it was Russian disinformation. And now all this stuff has come out, and here we are in America, literally, especially with this new Supreme Court justice, literally promoting, normalizing, legalizing pedophilia and pedophilia pornography. If people can't see this, then you're better off just going in deep in the woods, living in a cave, or even worse, going into a big city and just walking as part of the brainwashed matrix minions. Okay, I'm going to go back into healthcare here. Bill Gates repeatedly tells Trump not to study ill effects of vaccines. This was a never-seen-before video. Can you imagine it? We hear about all these official authorities and experts. How come Bill Gates is categorized in there? How come he has a say? Because he has money? Because his father was a eugenicist? because he's practicing genocide, because he's a big proponent of decreased world population. Look, we can all debate if 7.5, 8 billion people or whatever we have in this world is too much. But it should be done with humanity, voluntarily. Like if you gave people, and I've said this many times, $1 million to get their tubes tied or to get a vasectomy, I guarantee you there would be takers. And if there isn't enough, as per the elite, then we do it again, and we do it again, and we raise the price. We can't use eugenics and genocide and wars and poison, toxic food and medicine to basically starve out the people, to kill the people with this kind of brutality. This is never. This should be unacceptable, and this is why these conversations need to be everywhere. All right, I got to move on here. I actually added a couple of individual examples, which I haven't done, but I think we have to go back. Since I'm talking about humanity, we have to remember the individual here. World's number two ranked golfer and Olympic gold medalist, Nelly Korda, diagnosed with blood clots. Next, 12-year-old girl in Brazil dies reportedly due to heart attack while in her sleep. 12-year-old, folks, 12 years old. Next, Texas Gender Identity Clinic exposed for performing double mastectomies on 12-year-olds. Humanity, right? Yeah. Next, Vax Death Cover-Up, one of Germany's largest health insurance companies, just fired its CEO for telling the truth about COVID vaccine injuries. People, if you can't see this by now, you're better off not even turning into this broadcast or any broadcast on the independent media, because you can't be helped. If you can't see that this is a depopulation bioweapon by now, then you can't be helped 2 years into it like this. Next, CDC data shows almost 1.2 million adverse event reports after COVID vaccinations began. 1.2 million adverse event reports. Just do the math, people. And you got to remember, just to report the VAERS, which as per the Harvard study only reports 1% of true adverse events, you got to remember, it's tough to get in. It takes time to allocate a report. A lot of this even gets hidden. Okay, next. Fort Bragg lost over 80 soldiers from sudden and unexplained causes and stopped reporting on deaths after June of 2021. That's almost a year, people. Next, military doctor says she was ordered to cover up a wave of COVID vaccine injuries in servicemen. I want you to think about it. If they purge and debilitate our military and healthcare system, and every organization and institution in America has been infiltrated with the enemy, what's next? Invasion into America? I'm just asking a question. Next, 52-year-old Australian cricket legend died from massive heart attack while on vacation in Thailand. Next, 8-year-old boy in Peru developed Steven Johnson syndrome following second dose of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination. We all know it's not a vaccination. Thailand shelled out $45 million for COVID vaccine injury claims. So you have countries now, folks, literally paying people for injury claims. We need to make sure.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And one of the things that's not being talked about is, it only costs $85. And it really isn't being talked about. And what I'm mentioning is one of the dramatic results of the pandemic, the social isolation. So in Japan, you can rent a stranger. I'm not kidding. You can rent a stranger. And so for the lonely, the vulnerable people in Japan, for $85, you can rent a stranger. Now, this is someone who will absolutely do nothing other than show up and listen. He's not a commenter. He's just a listener. And there are a whole bunch of them. And this is a trend that is starting. So if you want to build self-esteem and you are in Japan, you can hire a guy who's not so good looking. And it can build your self-esteem. Now this is not a sexual thing. This is just someone to be there and do nothing. So if a gal has a social engagement and she's supposed to bring a plus one, she can rent a stranger. That stranger will just show up and just be there and then leave. This is nuts. This is where we are today. Rent a stranger in Japan. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, and who knows what kind of infiltration that stranger business is incorporated from. You never know who the parent company is. I mean, look at all the millions and billions of dollars probably that's been spent on the cover-up of the propaganda of Hunter Biden's laptop with all the this information in here. There's an article right in front of me. Dirty Leslie Stahl told President Trump in her October 2020 interview before the election, Hunter Biden's laptop can't be verified. Although all his pictures and names and everything is in there. This is October 2020. Okay, this is almost 2 years, folks, of BS, of using your taxpayer dollars to create propaganda to call President Trump a Russian spy and Russian collaborator, while the Democrats and the Bidens are doing the exact opposite. So when you hear about any company or anything, whether they be to rent a person to listen, who knows what kind of subliminal messaging and wordsmithing they're doing behind the scenes, because they might be coming from a parent company to deliver certain informations. And Japan's probably kind of a homogeneous community or country. They may not be as propaganda-based as America and the West, but you just never know these days. Okay, I'm going to go back into finish up healthcare. We have about half an hour of the class left, so I'm going to whip through as much information as possible. COVID vaccines killed 61,000 Americans last year, CDC data reveals. Well, does the CDC have any credibility left? Dr. Corey, I just mentioned on USAWatchdog.com, he just mentioned over 900,000 deaths right now. And most of them could be saved from early treatment, just like Dr. Zelensky. There's so many doctors. Okay, next. CDC data shows deaths of millennials surged by 84% after COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Can you imagine? They're admitting to 84%. Can you imagine what it really is? I mean, does the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, the World Health Organization, does any of these organizations and institutions have any more credibility left? I mean, here you have, you know, Dirty Leslie Stahl basically telling President Trump almost 2 years ago that Hunter Biden's laptop couldn't be verified. Now they, with, you know who's doing everybody's job? You know who's doing the journalist's job? You know who's doing the job of the law enforcement, especially intelligence agencies? You know who's doing the job of the politicians? You know who's doing the jobs of the lawyers, judges? It's the independent media, folks. We're doing, voluntarily, we're doing the job of all these people who aren't doing the job. This is what happens when you delegitimize work and value goes down the tubes. Next, CDC pulls a fast one, eliminates 25% of pediatric COVID deaths overnight and blames it on a coding error. You can't get a more pathetic excuse behavior than that. A coding error. In other words, they got caught. Next, 7-year-old boy dies of heart attack 2 weeks after the vaccine. Next, according to the discredited vaccine industry, sports referee whistles the cause behind heart problems in perfectly healthy athletes. So they get scared of the sports whistle, so they die of a heart attack. You can't make this crap up, folks.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535. 45-35.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Russian court found jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny guilty of large-scale fraud on Tuesday. President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic will probably get his jail time extended by years. Navalny is already serving a 2.5-year sentence at a prison camp for parole violations. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation hearing started Monday with more than 4 hours of discussions from mostly lawmakers and colleagues of Ms. Jackson.
And like so many who had experienced lawful racial segregation firsthand, my parents, Johnny and Ellery Brown, left their hometown of Miami, Florida, and moved to Washington, D.C.
Judge Jackson's confirmation hearings continue all week. It was on this day in 1983 the Pentagon awarded a production contract worth more than $1 billion to AM General Corporation to develop 55,000 Humvees. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Grocery store workers in California are ready for the picket line.
Thousands of grocery store workers in Southern and Central California are deciding on whether to authorize a strike. The vote involves about 47,000 workers who work in hundreds of stores owned by either Kroger or Albertsons. The latest three-year deal ended earlier this month. No agreement was reached before the contract expired. The potential strike would include grocery clerks, meat cutters, and pharmacists. Results of the vote will be released this coming Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For years, mainstream media and Democrat leaders have been lying about Hunter Biden's laptop, all in the name of protecting their guy, over the truth. Now that the laptop has been confirmed as authentic, containing incriminating evidence against the Biden family, and may have also altered a presidential election because of the truth being hidden. Podcaster Joe Rogan calls out President Biden for lying.
New York Times just now is admitting that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. And, remember from the debates with Trump bringing it up to Biden and Biden saying it's and it's a lie.
Yeah.
A flat out lie.
Yeah.
Everybody knew it was a lie. The New York Post had that story that was banned from Twitter, which was just outright crazy, that one of the oldest newspapers in the country.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody's going to go back and apologize to them.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep your hand God,
take my
when you go
DC for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich, you mentioned a coding error. Just a brief detour. So many years ago, I learned of this young girl on the East Coast who was visiting her dad over the weekend. Mom and dad were divorced. And so the young girl was spending the weekend with her dad, and a baby bird fell out of the nest. The cat was going to eat the bird. The young girl saw this, picked up the bird, and rescued it. On the way home, when mom came to take the daughter back to mom's house on Sunday, they stopped at a big box store to buy something. And because it was so hot outside, they brought the bird inside in a box into the store. Fish and Wildlife, off-duty person saw this, got the name and address of the family. Next thing you know, knock on the door a couple weeks later, citation with threats of arrest and 1 year imprisonment for mom for transporting an illegal, illegally, a protected species, an eagle. And I found out about this, and I went on the air, and I called the Fish and Wildlife. I went from the local office to the district office, and I said, I'm going to talk about this, and I'm going to expose this corruption, because a little girl had released the bird. The bird was safe. She protected and saved the bird's life, and now you want to arrest the mom and charge a, you know, a fine. And I wouldn't let up on this until a resolution, and I got a call from Fish and Wildlife, and they said, yep, you're right. It was a clerical error, and they produced a press release saying that this was a clerical error. I said the little girl should deserve a plaque and not have mom imprisoned and be fined, and she did get the plaque. But they called it a clerical error. You called it a coding error. Same thing. That's what they do. They blame it on the little people. This was not a little person mistake, but the little person gets the blame. The nondescript, ubiquitous little person with a keyboard and a mouse who they claim caused the clerical error or the coding error. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, plausible deniability. There's excuse behaviors for everything, and that's the problem. You know, we have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, and I've talked about this in great detail and give thousands of examples over the years. I want to mention one thing during the break, the news break that just occurred regarding the laptop now that the powers that be and even the intelligence community is saying, yep, it's true. And they're basically saying they're not letting the they're utilizing this crisis as a benefit to them as well, saying that, oh, well, it did alter the election because this information was Russian disinformation. Basically, what their implication here is that Biden won legitimate with the amount of votes. He didn't even come close. And the reason is because I am one of the people, one of the many people in the independent media who's given thousands of information of election fraud, voter fraud, and foreign interference. This is not new. So basically, they're just using that as an excuse to say, well, the election was altered because everybody thought that Biden was a good guy. That's what they're saying. It wasn't even close. President Trump won with the biggest, widest margin in the history of American voting. And we have proved this. And Mike Lindell's going to prove it again tomorrow, as per the information that I gave earlier in the broadcast. And I don't know if you heard, people, during the break, right when the break was coming, I mentioned an article. According to the discredited vaccine industry, sports referee whistles you blow that make sounds, were the cause behind heart problems in perfectly healthy athletes who got scared of the whistle. This is the propaganda that's being put out there, folks. This is how dumb they think you are. You're being played, you're being used, you're being conned, you're being duped. And you have to stand up to this. And you have to stand up publicly, or else you won't have a country. Freedom, liberty, rule of law, due process, everything that you've enjoyed, that over a million combat soldiers died for you to deliver that promise to you, your birthright, is getting ready to be dumped out the window with the baby and the bathwater. Next, Pfizer documents show COVID-19 vaccine accumulates in ovaries. UK data reveals cases of ovarian cancer in 2021 are at record highs. Well, it's not just ovaries. It's anything to do with reproduction. It's anything to do with organs. Autopsies have shown that spike proteins were found in every organ, and we've given these articles published in the public domain. Next, blood clots like Hailey Bieber's are happening in younger and younger people. Next, Fauci just said we may have to return to mandatory masks. have given 150 at least studies on this shows that masks are detrimental to health, whether it be bacterial pneumonia, whether it be a long list of psychological and physiological disorders, whether it be hypoxia and hypercapnia because of the carbon dioxide. What it does to the individual, and to the IQ, to children, to communication and social. Look, this is meant. We've given a lot of information about the distractions, the dumbing down, and divide and conquer strategy. This is a combination of all the above. It's to promote fear. It's to dumb down the people. It's to make sure that people don't realize there's an individual out there underneath that mask. Have you ever noticed in a masked situation, most of the people don't do the reading and research? And I've given these clinical studies many times. Okay, just like the MIT study, people believe the narrative if they are less informed. I've given all of these studies for many, many years. We have to educate ourselves, and we have to have these discussions. We have to make ourselves and people uncomfortable by using objective facts. Next, Pfizer data dump exposed. Human safety was never part of the plan. When you hear words repeated over and over, like safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, odds are it's BS. Anything that comes from any institution or organization, doesn't matter if it's healthcare, finance, academia, it doesn't matter. Go the opposite. Go 180 degrees and you'll probably have a better chance of getting the truth. Next, former BlackRock advisor says Pfizer colluded with the FDA to hide data that shows COVID vaccine clinical trials failed. I want you to think about what I just said. You know, any one of these articles that we give, published in the public domain, we could talk about for an hour. I wish I had the time. Next, science papers now subject to extreme censorship if they question the official narrative of anything. That's COVID, AIDS, vaccines, voter fraud, anything. That's what they're doing. Censoring, surveilling, tracking, editing. That's what they do. Next, children in China develop leukemia after getting injected with COVID shots. Okay, obviously during the break, as I usually do, I delete a bunch of articles because we have basically maybe 15 minutes left. I'm going to go into some general news, and I'm going to go as quickly as possible. I wish I can give more time to these articles, but I don't have time. Next, American Public Education is now a gay porn advocacy hub that grooms children for LGBTQ and pedophilia. Nobody disagrees with that. Next, 30% of Ukrainian refugees are actually from other countries, just like coming over the border here. Everybody thinks they're Mexican or Central American. Our Border Patrol has counted up to 167 people coming in from different countries. I've given these articles. I remember. That's why I use published articles in the public domain, so I can remember and connect the dots. Next, Democrats in Portland, Maine has approved voting rights for foreign nationals. I want you to think about how scary this is, taxpayers. You are paying for voting rights. Oh, what else are you paying for? Oh, New York Democrats seek $345 million for health insurance for illegal aliens. You're paying for their health insurance too, folks. You betcha. Well, for years they can go into an emergency room with no consequences and you pay the cost-shifting bill. Remember, we talked about that. We've talked about that in great detail and specificity. Next, Mitt Romney is the only Republican to vote with Democrats to force toddlers to wear masks on their faces. Mitt Romney should be arrested for child abuse. For those of you in Utah, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Really? Next, Harvard professor who painted whites as racist used fabricated data. That was a leaked report. America, we need whistleblowers. We need heroes. We need people who have the guts, the backbone to step up. Next, percentage of foreign sex offenders is skyrocketing. This is all across the Western world because of political correctness. God forbid you say something, they're going to be a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, conspiracy theorist. You have to say the truth. We have to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everything. We can't keep saying what racist and all the subsets under it, like white supremacists or domestic terrorists. These are politically correct buzzwords used to brainwash you, to make you shut up, to make you be submissive, to break your will. Next. California Democrats float $400 checks to residents after hiking gas taxes. This is just another subset of MMT and UBI, modern monetary theory, and universal basic income. They want to replace you with or your job with beer money, so you listen and you basically walk into the gas chambers without saying anything. That was a metaphor, but very accurate. Next, New York Times finally admits the truth about Hunter Biden. Has this been the biggest joke in the world, folks? Come on. Look at all the information on there, and I hear there's pedophilia on there, too. I hear he had sex with his relatives. And I will say no more, but I've read that in several different articles. Again, published in the public domain. And did you notice how Joe Biden, in one of his speeches in the last few days, talked about sexual blackmail while the New York Times was confirming Hunter's laptop was real? Why do you think he said that, people? They're already creating plausible deniability and excuses. That's what they do. Next, leftist dark money backing Ketanji Brown Jackson for SCOTUS. People are so surprised with her pedophilia giving basically easy jail terms for people who do pedophilia and pedo porn. Are you really surprised with all the articles we've given about the normalizing, the legalizing of pedophilia, all drag queen story hour in our public schools that you're paying for? Really? You're surprised? No, you should be surprised that we're not speaking up. Next, Biden just said just the other day, we need to lead the new world order. All these conspiracies, we were all conspiracy theorists about the new world order. No, the independent media was right on. Next. U.S. is only 33 days left worth of...
We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, were you going to talk about fuel?
Yeah, I want to talk about fuel real quick, Vince. I know we have a couple minutes. Let me rip through a couple. I got six more articles here. I don't know if you heard me during the last segment with the commercial coming in, but U.S. has only 33 days left to boil on a strategic oil reserve. And the next article is Hollywood celebrities are opposing the Canadian natural gas pipeline as energy prices soar, and the last one for energy is the climate crisis is just another false emergency globalists used to hurt society. That's absolutely true. These are excuse propaganda terms for money printing, bailing out the banks, consolidating power money control, bankrupting, and making the bottom 93% of wealth insolvent. This is why I talk about decentralizing everything. And it's going to affect jobs, food, everything, shelter, you name it, it's going to have direct proportional consequences. Like this article here, almost 1 million egg-laying chickens in Iowa and 2.7 million chickens in Wisconsin to be culled as deadly bird flu. Whether it's real or not, nobody knows. And this last spending bill is $1.5 trillion, was 2,500 pages. It's full of pork and waste and basically buying off and paying people for their votes. While at the same time, 170,000 illegal immigrants, unvetted, are about to cross the U.S. southern border, and that's about what's happening. We've got millions since Joe Biden came in, millions. That's going to affect jobs, it's going to affect food, it's going to affect shelter, it's going to make everything more expensive. Vince, I want to thank you again for giving me the microphone. I just feel all these articles and information is so important for the American people. But I'm going to give you the last word in the last couple of minutes that we have here. I know you want to talk about fuel and energy prices, so the rest is yours, buddy. Again, thank you.
Class, I just looked up the price just this minute. Fuel in Los Gatos, California. That's where Bert and Lindley, USA Prevers instructors, live. The lowest seven prices. The lowest of the seven is $6.29 for the regular grade of fuel. The highest of the lowest seven is $6.99 a gallon.
Wow.
So of the lowest prices in Los Gatos, California, they're higher than $699, but of the lowest. $699 is the highest of the lowest. My pickup truck, my six-cylinder, 21-year-old pickup truck with a quarter of a million miles on it, has a 26-gallon fuel tank. At $6.99, it would cost $181.74 to fill it up. Think about that, class. How many people use a tank a week? $181.74 to fill up my pickup truck once a week. It's unaffordable. And we have less than 40 days worth of oil in our strategic reserve. We're in trouble. Class, if you think that there's plenty of oil out there, so the OPEC organization will not release the amount of oil that they have in their reserve. They won't tell anybody. I believe, this is just my belief, I can't prove it, but I believe we're running out of oil. I really believe it. And one of the indicators is we have not built a refinery in the United States since the 1970s. Two of them blew up, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. Two of the biggest refineries that we have. The push is for electric vehicles. Why? Because we're running out of fuel. But that doesn't mean we can support an electric vehicle fleet across the United States. Our grid can't support it. So, you put it all together, we need to use less fuel, we need to use less of everything, and the powers that be, the elite, as we can call them, want fewer of us. One other thing, if you think about what has been said for so long regarding the transgenders, the homosexuals, etc., and trying to make that mainstream and normalize it. It's perversion. It's perverted behavior. And as we've been saying here at USA Prepares, what these homosexuals are, they're dangerous. They want everybody to be like them. They are perverted. The system doesn't work. We have a transgender swimmer, a guy competing against girls, and it's not fair. It's absolutely not fair. And every school system that supports this transgender athletic competition should pull your children out of school, of all those schools. And they will lose roughly $10,000 for each child that gets pulled out of school from the public training camp and becomes a homeschooled student. That's what you need to do. Rich has been saying it. I've been saying it. Gwyneth has been saying it. Lindley, we've all been saying it. Homeschool your children. Get them out of the public indoctrination camp. Because our children are becoming more stupid by the second. Any comments, Rich?
Well, just like the article I mentioned earlier in the program about the suicide rate, 50.8% attempted suicide by the so-called females who want to become male. They don't care about you. And this is the Pediatric Academy. And at the same time, they're saying, they're asking mothers what gender your children is. Can you imagine if it was really legitimate? The whole system is a psyop, folks. They don't care about you, your group, your individual, nothing. Think for yourself. Read, research, verify.
Yeah. And don't believe anything that we say. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.